This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Jia Ying.
And hello, it's me, Neil.
Neil, you're wearing a dressing gown to work. You look ready to go to bed. No cap.
Ah, thanks, Jia Ying. I'm trying to look really relaxed today, so I put a dressing gown over my suit. And of course I'm not wearing a cap. It would look strange with a dressing gown. Why would you say that?
No, Neil, I said no cap. We say no cap when we want to reinforce that what we're saying is the absolute truth.
Ah, so you think I look relaxed then in my dressing gown?
Well, I actually said you look like you're heading to bed, but you do look very relaxed. I'm not sure it's the best thing to wear at work, no cap.
Oh dear, perhaps I should take it off and just stick to the suit. I think I might look a bit too relaxed.
Good idea. You can do that while we listen to these examples. No cap, they are amazing.
That new song is the best thing I've ever heard. No cap. No cap. You're the funniest person I know. You always make me laugh. I don't like those mushrooms. No cap. They taste awful.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're talking about the expression no cap. We use no cap to mean no lie and to say that something is the truth.
Yes, we can also say capping to mean lying. By the way, did I tell you that I won the lottery?
Stop capping, Neil. You didn't win the lottery.
I'm not capping. I won the lottery. No cap.
So, if you won £1 million, why are you still working? Wouldn't you rather be on holiday?
Well, first off, I love my job, no cap. I'd do it even if I won the lottery. And secondly, I didn't say I'd won £1 million.
True. How much did you win?
£2. I used it to buy that dressing gown from a charity shop. No cap.
Ah, well, congratulations on your big win. Bye, Neil.
Goodbye.